Gil Corey sings.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Yes, it's the Gil Corey Show, brought to you by your National Guard, a great force of citizen soldiers dedicated to the defense of America. On hand to aid and abet the Norman Parris Trio, my name is Olin Tice, and of course, Miss Gil Corey.
In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if I'm good, you'll search for wood so I can cook while you stand lurking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home. On the 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job, throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait, must you wait, just you wait. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. How we love sequestering where no pests are pestering, no dear mama holds us together. And if I'm good, you'll search for wood so I can cook while you stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery, far from life's machinery. Bless our mountain greenery home.
From the Garrick Gaieties of 1926, Gil Corey sang a 1957 version of Rodgers and Hart's Mountain Greenery.
Garrick Gaieties, by the way, was written by Rodgers and Hart on a commission from the Theatre Guild. It was intended to run for one night, a simple little revue staged to raise money to buy tapestries for the new Guild Theatre. It didn't close for a year and a half, and the Theatre Guild and Rodgers and Hart were able to cash in on its unexpected success.
And if I may take my cue from our lovely musicologist, Miss Gil Corey, let me say a few words to you veterans. If you want to cash in on your military experience and training, your local National Guard unit is for you. You've developed real skills and leadership qualities in service. Find out how you can keep up those valuable skills while you become an important member of your local National Guard.
Why not tell the veterans listening some of the advantages the Guard offers them, Olin?
All right, that's a good idea, Jill. Here are just a few. Extra income, retirement benefits, the chance to be a leader among the younger fellows in town who are just starting their military service in the Guard. Your knowledge is needed to help train younger men in your outfit. You know, there's no greater satisfaction than the feeling you get when you contribute your valuable experience to an outfit like the National Guard. It's a proud outfit doing a man's job. Stop by your local National Guard armory today. You'll find you get a good deal in the National Guard. Jill's next number is a 20th century classic. From Jerome Kern's immortal score for Showboat, Gil Corey sings the praises of Bill.
I used to dream that I would discover the perfect lover one day. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. I always used to fancy then he'd be one of the godlike kind of men, with a giant brain and a noble head, like the heroes bold in the books I'd read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. Street. dreams are not the kind that you find in a statue. Yet I can't explain. It surely not his brain that makes me he's wonderful, because he's just my Bill. And yet to be on his knee, so comfy and cozy, everything's rosy. Oh, I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me he's, I don't know, because he's just
sing that, Joe, makes me want to change my name.
Thank you, Olin.
Speaking of names, why don't they ever write a song to Norman? There's Bill and Jim and old Johnny, but nothing for Norman.
If you write one, our brother Paris, I'll sing it for you.
That's a deal, Joe. Let's see. The first line could go something like this. When the weather outside is storming, I'd love to be with Norman.
Well, before this nonsense goes any further, let's get Frank Searcher and Justin Art to tie Peter Ilyich Paris to the piano stool and listen to some volatile variations on the Gypsy in My Soul. Storm, Norm.
Thank you.
Minutemen who answered Paul Revere's call to arms were actually men of an organized regiment that kept in training with regular drills. That's right. Those men were the forerunners of today's National Guard. And National Guardsmen today are still prepared to meet any local or national emergency. When you enlist in the National Guard, you're a member of a proud outfit that offers many opportunities to young men. For instance, if you're between the ages of 17 to 18 and a half, facing military service, you can enlist in your local guard unit and then take 6 months active duty training. Then you return to your local guard unit in your own hometown to complete your military obligation. This is one smart way for a young man to solve his problems about military training. No wonder we say you get a good deal in the National Guard. Stop by your local National Guard armory and get all the facts now. Now, Jill Corey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you.
I don't believe in fretting or grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter. And the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road. Free from care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy. But yes, indeedy, give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. I want a house that rings with joy and laughter. And the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road. Free from care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy. But yes, indeedy, give me the simple life.
This is Jill Corey. Thank you so much for listening. I do hope that we've been able to help brighten the corner where you are. And we're going to see you soon, huh?
The Jill Corey Show with the Norman Parrish Trio was written and produced by Bruno Zerato, Jr. This is Olin Tice reminding you that you get a good deal in the National Guard.